You remember the difference between the pronunciation of can and can't in sentences. When we say can in a sentence, we don't say the vowel clearly. We say can. For example, I can give you an answer. And can you get it done by tomorrow? Now you try it. Be sure not to say the vowel clearly. I can give you an answer. An answer. I can give you an answer. Can you get it done? Get it done? Can you get it done by tomorrow? When we say can't in a sentence, we do say the vowel clearly, and we often finish with a glottal stop because the T at the end is a stop. For example, I can't give you an answer. I can't give you an answer. And can't you get it done by tomorrow? Can't you get it done by tomorrow? Now you try it. Be careful to say the vowel clearly, and remember there's a stop at the end. I can't give you an answer. I can't give you an answer. An answer. I can't give you an answer. Can't you get it done? Can't you get it done by tomorrow? By tomorrow? Can't you get it done by tomorrow? Now, say them, first affirmative and then negative. Make the differences very definite. I can give you an answer. I can give you an answer. I can't give you an answer. I can't give you an answer. Can you get it done? Can you get it done by tomorrow? Can you get it done by tomorrow? Can't you get it done by tomorrow? Can't you get it done by tomorrow? We do the same kind of thing with would, could, and should. In an affirmative sentence, we say the helping verb lightly and we don't say the vowel clearly. But when we say the negative, we stress the helping verb, so we say the vowel clearly. It's crazy, huh? Listen, that'd be good news. That'd be good news. That wouldn't be good news. That wouldn't be good news. We could do something different. We could do something different. We couldn't do anything different. We couldn't do anything different. You should get a new car. You should get a new car. You shouldn't get a new car. You shouldn't get a new car. Did you notice that we never pronounce the sound L, the L sound in these words? Never. Now listen to these sentence pairs, the negative sentences with a clear vowel and the affirmative sentences without a clear vowel. That'd be good news. That'd be good news. That wouldn't be good news. That wouldn't be good news. Would you like some coffee? Would you like some coffee? Wouldn't you like some coffee? Wouldn't you like some coffee? They'd often have adventures. They'd often have adventures. They wouldn't often have adventures. They wouldn't often have adventures. We could do something different. We could do something different. We couldn't do anything different. We couldn't do anything different. Could you turn down the sound? Could you turn down the sound? Couldn't you turn down the sound? Couldn't you turn down the sound? She could help herself. She could help herself. She couldn't help herself. She couldn't help herself. You should get a new car. You should get a new car. You shouldn't get a new car. You shouldn't get a new car. Should I forget it? Should I forget it? Shouldn't I forget it? Shouldn't I forget it? I should ask him. I should ask him. I shouldn't ask him. I shouldn't ask him. Now, you try it. Say these same sentences after me, and remember, say the negative sentences with a clear vowel, but don't say the vowel clearly in the affirmative sentences. That'd be good news. That'd be good news. That'd be good news. That wouldn't be good news. That wouldn't be good news. Would you like some coffee? Would you like some coffee? Wouldn't you like some coffee? Wouldn't you like some coffee? They'd often have adventures. They'd often have adventures. They wouldn't often have adventures. They wouldn't often have adventures. We could do something different. We could do something different. We couldn't do anything different. We couldn't do anything different. Could you turn down the sound? Could you turn down the sound? Couldn't you turn down the sound? Couldn't you turn down the sound? She could help herself. She could help herself. She couldn't help herself. She couldn't help herself. You should get a new car. You should get a new car. Shouldn't get a new car. You shouldn't get a new car. Should I forget it? Should I forget it? Shouldn't I forget it? Shouldn't I forget it? I should ask him. I should ask him. I shouldn't ask him. I shouldn't ask him.